Blog Talk Radio.
You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I made a promise, can't nobody take it. I chose to put you above all the nations. Out of your graves, I chose to awaken. We made a covenant, don't you forsake it. Come get protected while they going crazy. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. I woke you up in your land of captivity. I do not change, I want you to remember me. Laws and commandments, I gave you the remedy. Go read the testimonies for your memory. I sent them prophets, but you wasn't hearing me. I come to you if you really come near to me. I heard your cry, now it's time to say it. I don't know what got you from all of your enemies. Who you know open the sea? Them waters was bitter, but I made it sweet. Case you ain't know how to swim, I'm your protector, so I made you walk on your feet. This a reminder you married to me. I just want you to be all I called you to be. They called you niggas, but I made you priests. I'm about to give you back everything. I'm sending plagues for you. I'm sending boils, drying up rivers. I leave them dead for you. To Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. For you. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home, Israel. I'm the reason you in the captivity. We made a covenant, you ain't remember me. You broke the covenant, I sent your enemies. Get out my land since you wasn't fearing me. I'm the reason they put you in chains. I'm the reason they switched up your name. I'm the reason why you in the hood. I'm the reason of all your pain. I'm sending flows fast daily. Think I don't love you. Y'all my babies. Gave my son. Must be crazy. Come out that system. Come out of that lady. They got that military. It would not faze me. It would not move me. It would not graze me. Remember Egypt. I did all that for my people. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Yes, we are the door of Shabbat. The Shabbat been open for a good while now, at least an hour. At least an hour. This time of year that Shabbat comes in a little earlier. So once again, Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. I'm your brother Ariel here. Once again, with another journey into Abba's Word, into the experiences of this human life that we live, looking forward to seeing where Abba Yah is going to take us, where Abba Yah is going to take us. And we're bringing you Ibrit culture by the way of Kol Elohim out of Deaf Yahweh congregation here in Baltimore, Maryland. Once again, I'm your brother, Ariel, and excited to be back. Somebody give me a shout-out. Let me know I'm coming through. Hear me well, and I'm loud enough. I'm not mumbling and everything. Amen. Todah Aki. Todah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what a beautiful song. You know, I thought I had another song put in there, but I guess Yahweh say no, because that if you listen to the lyrics, what the brother was saying is, you only have unknown, and I got a plan for your life. Is what we're gonna be talking about. We're gonna be talking about for these next 6 weeks in various ways, the plan that Abba Yah had for our life. And the title of this, he gave it to me yesterday. I had so many in my own mind. But you know how Abba do, he fine tune things and make it known. And the title he gave me for this one was All Knowledge Comes From Yahweh. All knowledge comes from Yahweh. I know we heard it before this way, all knowledge and wisdom come from, which is true, which does not take away from Abba Yah, but all knowledge in this world system, I don't care which way it is, all knowledge comes from Yahweh. And he also has a subtitle, you know, I also do with me. He gives one title for the whole 6 weeks, but each one goes into a different avenue with the subtitle, but still coexists with the main title. And this one is, And the Complex. We will be reading this, Who Moved My Cheese, not tonight, though, but we're going to read something out of it, but not tonight. We're going to end up going through the whole book of Who Moved My Cheese. Yahweh gave me the thought about 3-4 weeks ago when I was sitting there. Matter of fact, I stumbled upon it on YouTube, and I turned it on, and I just listened to it. It's funny how you go back and listen to things that you didn't hear in a while, and Abba Yah can open it up to you, and you'll be able to see so much more out of it. And he gave me that will be probably, I don't know when he give it, next week, week after next. And hopefully, not this week, but next week and from here on out, that we can open up the lines and we can dialogue about it. We can dialogue, we can have an open discussion about the book, about what you get out of the book, and about just what's on your mind. What's on your mind. And we also may do open prayer between one of these weeks. We may go into just an open prayer just to be able to, so we can go before the altar and the throne of Yahweh and just put everybody's burden down as we try to survive in this world. And as things are getting a little hectic out here, and that's saying it mildly, but it's getting a little hectic. And Hillel he's amping up, Satan is amping up everything. I mean, when I say everything under the sun at the believers, at the children of Yisrael, those who are called out to do that, to a purpose for Abba Yah, he's amping up, and he's not, we was at class one night, and Rebbe was like, he said something that was funny, like, Satan, goodness, do you ever take a vacation? Do you ever just sit back and chill, just chill for a minute? No, he don't do that. He amped it up 10 times more once he realized that we need a vacation, or we want to take a sabbatical, or we want to step away from Abba Yah and just chill. He amps up even more, even more. So one of the thoughts that was asking Abba, why this lesson? Why all knowledge comes from you? And you think back to just, because we're going to go back to the beginning, just the beginning of man and what this life is to man. It's like mankind is in the wilderness. He gave us a little bit of the wilderness when the children of Israel went through the wilderness. And all the wars that they had to go through, all the fighting that they had to go through, and just only 3 people made it over. 3 that came out of Egypt, that came out of the quote-unquote world system, made it over. So Egypt points to, the wilderness is the world. And we're going to need Abba Yah's knowledge, Abba Yah's guidance and his wisdom to make it through, to make it over to the Jordan, right? Because that's the goal. The goal is to make it to the Jordan, to not just make it there, see it like Brother Moshe saw, but we know Brother Moshe is in the kingdom. He ain't up there now, but we know that salvation is his. We know that. But he went just to the doorstep of the Jordan and wasn't able to cross over. Like that. But we know, I'm not saying that because I know there's a skeptic may listen to this a little later, that, you know, Moshe made it in. Yes, Moshe made it in. We don't got to clear that up. Hopefully I don't. But you understand what Abba Yah did with him. He said he going to let him see it, but he will not cross over. And how bad that would be, right? We giving our lives to the Most High, and we get to the Jordan, and we can't cross over. Yeah, this the scripture that comes to mind is what Yahushua said, that depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. And you're not crossing over. You're not getting what that prize that you that laid your life down, so we think, and you don't get it. How hurtful and what the scripture calls it, says that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And you can really use your own imagination, and you can see how Yahushua can say that. Take your own life. And you had your hand on that plow for so long, and you allowed life situations to take your hand off that plow. But in our mind, we still believe and we serve in the Most High. But we didn't took our hand off the plow. We didn't stop listening to the guiding. We wanted to walk in the wilderness on our own. We wanted to make our own turn. We wanted to go to the left. We wanted to go to the right. We didn't want to stay on that straight and narrow. Or we stopped looking for it. Because that could happen too. Because he said, it's the straight and narrow, and few may find it. You may stop looking for it. Allow me, came through. Satan may have came through and put some brushes and covered the pathway because of our own thoughts and our own, as my brother would say, isms and schisms. We allow Halal to put down another pathway for us, and we then jumped off the pathway. And we don't want that. We don't want to rear off Abba's pathway. We don't, because there's only one. It's not like the world say. There are many ways to the Most High. No, that's a lie. It's only one. And with that one, the Mashiach said, Yahushua said, two may find it. We take all these stories that we read about each week. We take all this experiences, this human experiences and these people's lives, and we try to learn from them. We try to learn from them. When it says about that whole generation, only three crossed over. What we learned from that? Everybody that came out of the world system, but only three, the third. But scripture say that. Scripture, it don't say 90% of the people going to cross over. It says only a third of the people is going to cross over. He gave us that in the story. Wilderness, when they traveled, our forefathers traveled for 40 years in the wilderness, years in the wilderness, and only three crossed over. So, Abba said, all wisdom, all knowledge, everything mankind has comes from me. Everything, even our trials and tribulations, come from him. Even our trials and tribulations come from him. He may not directly do it. Indirectly, he's going to get the glory from it. Indirectly, he's going to get the glory from it. And he allow Halal to do these things in our lives. And at the moment, they don't feel good. No. At the moment, they are very trying. While we in that, at the moment, we sometimes feel like giving up, but he always whispers in our ears. He always holding on to us. Always. holding on to it. You know what? I got to open up with a prayer. I'm sitting here talking. I miss y'all, though. I miss it. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be 7 weeks in a row for these six. I did start last week. So let me open up with a prayer, family. Then I'm going to do the opening benediction. And then we can get into Abba Yah's word. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all, once again, open up the Shabbat door for us, Father. Father, we ask for all those that come in and dine with you, Abba Yah, that they put their burdens down at the door of the Shabbat, Father, that they bring it not in, Father, because it is unwanted within your Shabbat, Father, the burdens of this world, Father. If you tell us, lay everything down, Father, may we be listeners to your word and hearers of your word, Father, as you say, Father, that we lay whatever's down that's in our hearts and our minds that we have been carrying for these last 6 days, but we got to this seventh day, Father, that we know that you'll be there, that there's a blessing within this day. As you said, you have sanctified it and you have blessed this day. Nothing that man can do for this day to interrupt it, Father. It is forever settled in the heavens. You cannot change what you have made already holy, Father. This day alone is holy, Father. So may we, as believers, your children, Father, put down our burdens when we come inside the Shabbat, Father. Father, I ask and pray for all those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, that you strengthen them, Father, that you heal them, Father. Father, I ask for those who are weak in any type of way, Father, whether spiritually, mentally, physically, Father, that you, but not only that, Father, those that are dealing with these unclean spirits that have been attacking them, Father, that they remember the prayers of our forefather, Dawid, Father, and how he stood on your word, Father, that you put a sword within their hands, Father. Don't remove the demon from them, Father. Allow them to remove the demon, Father. Give them the strength to stand on your word, Abba Yah, so they can remove the demon, Father. Because as a father, as a parent, you want that child to stand on their own, although you're there on the left and to right if they fall. But you want us to stand on our own, Father God. You want us to be able to draw the sword that you have given us as our forefather Dawid drew the sword and he told that Philistine that he was going to cut his head off, Abba Yah, yet he had no sword. He had your word, Abba Yah, so may we stand on that when these unclean spirits come. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, I pray, Abba Yah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the Almighty One, King of the universe, who have sanctified us with his commandment, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctified the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. Yes, family. You know, just before this, I had a, it wasn't me, but my son, the demons been attacking my son, and as a matter of fact, made him slip, and he been going through something, and I asked for the prayers of the saints that y'all feed on behalf of Sean, that Abba Yah, again, give him a sword, strengthen him in his relationship with him. Strengthen him and knowing that you can rely and trust on in him. And I also prayed that those that coming after him, Father, I prayed. And that's one of the things that we as believers, we have to get back to praying as our forefathers prayed. That we pray, curse my enemies, Abba Yah, come down on my enemies. And these are not prayers of hatred. These are prayers that Yahweh has given us as the saints. Even Yahushua said, it is better for you to tie a millstone around your neck than to mess with one of my little ones. Start learning how to pray and learning how to build that strength within ourselves to pull that sword from the Spirit. Stand in that day when that real tribulation come upon us, when Abiyah allow us to start seeing these unclean spirits, because it's coming. We may not always have a brother or sister to run to. So we have to be able to pull that spirit, that sword from the spirit, and cut down anything that come against you as a child of Yahweh in the name of Yahushua. Yes, we do it in the strength of Yahushua. But even with that, family, is growth in that. Because with that, Yahushua want us to be able to move within you, whoever you are as a believer. Do that. Give us that power to move within us. We're not getting big-headed. No, we're not moving away from the word. No, we're not. It ain't about us. Yes, it's about Yahushua. Understand what I'm saying. Those vagabond Jews and that demon beat them. It didn't just say Yahushua, they know. They said Sha'ul, all we know also. Your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and if your name is written in that Lamb's Book of Life, you have that power. The sword out of the spirit. Abba, y'all have given us so many examples within his word. Within his word, within our own little congregation. How you pour that sword out of the spirit. How you do that. I remember when I first came in, Rabbi Gershom McDaniel telling me when he was a child that, and it may sound harsh, but Abiyah will fight a child for his child. Take that up with Abiyah if you got your little sentimental feelings on. Hold on to that. Or you hold on to what the word of Yahweh said. That his mother went and prayed, and that little boy drowned because he kept messing with her son. He kept bullying his son. And he didn't say that to big up his mother. He didn't say that to belittle the little boy's life. But Abba Yah will fight on your behalf. Anyone. Stories within this word. Was teasing one of the prophets. Prayed and the bear came and tore all of them up. Did Abba Yah not like, did he not? Children. His children more so than the children of the adversary. So we have to know what he has given us and move within that. Because if we don't, our lives will be continued to be a living hell. We will be in a living hell. Because Abba Yah is sitting there like any parent just waiting for that baby to stand up on their own. Waiting. I don't know who need to hear that, but that wasn't the way I'm supposed to be going. Somebody did. Pull that sword out of the spirit, family, as our forefather David did. It's going to be we're going to do some reading tonight, family. And it's just an introduction, it's just laying down till we get to where Abba Yah want us to go. So we're going to take our time with this. And the opening scripture, the mantra will be for these 6 weeks will be in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I will be reading out the TS 2009. That's Proverbs 5 and 6. Which we have heard a many times. In Yahweh, with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, words that we can read so easily, but it's so hard to follow. And I'm here as a testimony, not saying that I have it, but we can read these words so easily. The words are, They just on my phone, or if you're reading out of the Bible, it's just on your Bible. They don't start living until we start living them, until we start applying them to our lives. They don't become real to us until we start applying them. And when Hillel see that we have been applying them, Satan see that we have been applying the word of Yahweh to our lives, that's when he going to throw more hell at you, harder and harder, because he see that we are trying to apply what we read. And not just what we read, we are starting to believe what we read. As our forefather died, we got to keep running that. David believed that he had a sword. He believed it. So that man, he won't cut his head off. I guess those who were sitting there listening to the conversation, they look like, David ain't got no sword. That brother ain't got no sword on him. That brother picked up 5 rocks, and they got a sling. But David understood where he was pulling the sword from. The sword was the word of Yahweh. 5 men standing there going against the mockery of his father. So he understood. Oh, I got to stop this madness. He ain't going to sit there and blaspheme my mighty one. Not my mighty one. Kids, though. If you ever think about you kid fighting others, where you fight? You were talking about my mother. We feel that way. Ain't nobody going to talk about mine. You fighting. They fighting words. Your mother. You done jumped on that brother and y'all fighting. Or that sister and y'all fighting. That's how Dawid felt. That's how David felt. What? You talking about my father like that? Nah. That ain't going down right with me. Then he's looking at the rest of the men of Israel. Oh, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all allow this uncircumcised Philistine to talk about your father like that? Man is a man. He was the epitome of a man made after the image of Yahushua HaMashiach. Know him in all your ways, and he makes all your paths. You know him. And it's funny, right? It's funny being a teacher that he always give us things when we got to teach that you'll be able to go and draw from out of the experience that you had. You know, and when things went down and my son lost his cool, I told him, well, why you didn't call me? You called the buffer. Why you called me? I said, because you call the person with the one with the wisdom. Before you go and explode, you call me. Well, I didn't think I need wisdom. Well, you need wisdom in everything you do. You should do exactly what this scripture says. In all your ways. And he, but again, words that I'm reading, it ain't until we put in action that they become alive and a part of us. Regardless of what situation. Even if he says sit and wait for 25 years, as Abraham did. Even 40 years in the wilderness, which only to get to the promised land. Some of us know, but some may not. A 3-day journey, the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness for a 3-day journey. What does that tell us? Hold up, why they just ain't come straight out of Egypt, straight to the promised land? Because none of them would have made it then. I would have had to kill them all and put them all out. They would have brought all that foolishness into the kingdom. And I can't have that coming in the kingdom no more. So I had to take them this place, that place, that place. Let this enemy come after them. Let that enemy come after them. Let their own emotions, their own feelings, their own desires rise up. I had to let all that come up out of them, out of them in my kingdom. They had to see who they was. They was able to walk in my kingdom. We don't want to see who we are. We don't. Gershom and Daniel, he taught us so many wonderful lessons. So many wonderful lessons. We don't want to look in that mirror. We don't. We don't want to see who we are. But I would say before we can get in that kingdom, we got to recognize who you are. And you got to get rid of who you are. So we can walk in that promised land. But Sean Kelly ain't going to walk in there. Be like electric gates, you're not crossing. I'm in, No, he ain't going to get it. He ain't getting in there. Not Sean Kelly. He got to change. He got to look in that mirror and see who he are, who he is, as we all do. That's what that wilderness walk is about. That's what this walk is about. That's what them trials and tribulations is about. And some are harder than others. The greater the trial, the greater the journey, the greater the task you have. And I know you may say, I didn't choose it. None of us did. Scripture didn't say, oh, we jumped up and we chose Yahweh. We chose Yahushua. Scripture says, and Yahweh chose us. And Yahweh sees something in us. And Abba Yah sees something in us. Why he chose us. Saint Moray or Morale, that's just anybody who put their hand on the plow of salvation and say, I want salvation. Best believe, you got to be able to look in that mirror too. You have to come to understand who you are too. It ain't just for those morays or morals, those who are put in place to teach, or the priests, those who are put in place to lay down their lives. There's a difference between a priest and a teacher. Got to lay his life down for the congregation, for the flock. He got to give his life up. And notice I ain't say woman. That's a man. We know that. Totally different responsibility. Your life is no longer yours. Your life is for the people. But again, words on the paper don't come alive until we start living it. Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6, one more time, family. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Know him all your ways, and he makes all your paths straight. Amen? Amen. John 1, family, and that is the Gospel of John, not so this is the Gospel of John. We're going 1 through 3. And I'm reading in this one because I like how it has the footnotes, right? So we got to go back to the beginning. We got to just lay a foundation of Yahweh made everything. Everything. Yahushua made everything. Everything. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. He was in the beginning with Elohim, and all came to be through him. And without him, one came to be that came to be. Not one thing on the face of this planet or in the sky, in the firmament, as the scripture call it. I'm got to stop you, and that's one another thing we're going to. We got to move away from man's foolish wisdom. And what he calling these things. Y'all would call it the firmament. But again, all knowledge comes from Yahweh. Do we believe it? Do we understand it? So the first footnote in this, I like it. Just read how I read. If you got the TS 2009, you'll be able to follow along. But if not, it just giving credence to what we just read, witnesses to what we just read. And the first footnote is in Ephesians 3:9. And to make all see how this ages past has been hidden in Elohim, who created all through Yahushua Mashiach. He just given a witness to what we just read about all things was made by Yahushua HaMashiach. One more time, Ephesians 3:9. And to make all see how this secret is administered, which for ages past has been hidden in Elohim, who created all through Yahushua HaMashiach. The second one is Colossians 1:16. In him were created all that in the heavens are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or rulership or principality or authority. All have been created through him and for him. Sometimes we just got to sit and we got to hear, we got to shema the word of Yahweh and what it's saying to him. So when we go back into Ephesians and he talks about putting on his whole armor, and then he goes through principalities and rulers in high places. You mean to tell me Yahushua, that was all made for Yahushua? First he made it, then he made it all for him? Painted that Yahweh has been painting for centuries. The believers won't grasp hold of it. Were created, all that were in the heavens, on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or rulership or principalities or authorities, been created through him and for him. Starting to see the picture that Yahushua has been trying to paint. Knowledge. For me, no matter what it is in this world system, all of it come from me. The way I want to use it. Well, I mean Hebrews 1:2, excuse me. Has in these last days spoken by to us by the Son, whom the appointed heir to of all. Through him also he made the ages. He made the time. No matter what's going on in the time, through him all the ages of the earth. Experiences of mankind. No, we still got two more. 2 Peter 3:5. Choose to have is hidden from them. Heavens were old and the earth standing out of water. The water by the word of Yahweh. All the way back to the creation. We don't read that a little later. Psalm 33:6. By the word of Yahweh. What? By the word of Yahweh, the heavens were made. All their hosts by the Spirit. Hold up now. The same one, same mighty one that created us and have chosen us to do a work, to become a part of his family, into being everything that we see. That power right there, nothing else, but that power spoke into being everything we see. And when we go into these trials and tribulations, you don't think he has a plan? No, we don't. I mean, I'm honest. We don't. When we in that, we can't see it. We can't understand it. We can't comprehend it until we get on the other side, i.e. Joseph. Joseph, he couldn't comprehend why that he was going to, why my brothers hate me so much. What in the world did I do to them? Get down and eat. Before I get there, I get beat for beating me. Didn't do. Prison, I didn't do. Woman, she's throwing her body at me. She's making potions. She's doing all types of stuff. And taunt me while I'm in prison. Straight in her room. Will not get off it. Stay true to Abiyah and not knowing the plan of the Father. Not knowing what was going on in his life. It wasn't until his brothers came back down there, it was a famine in the land, that he was revealed why he had to go through all of that. Why that he, the brother, see that his mother passed away. Had a brother born from his mother. We all have been there. Trouble was locked up when my mother passed away. And then the hurt and pain to come and find out while you in prison that your parent has passed away. More so, I mean, not that fathers don't mean that much, but we know this world system and how mothers are looked at. That your mom has passed away while you in prison. And you mean to tell me, Father Yah, you sent me through all that. I didn't even get to see my mother in her last days. Purpose. Salvation to my brothers. Children of Yisrael. All of that. Brother Yield, what he had to go through. And he didn't have to go through that to save others. He had to go through that to save himself. When you think about it, and think about the story, Tim do that so he won't hear them words, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. Beginning, he said he was the most upright, but it was something about Brother Eel, about himself. So that brother went through all of that. He just couldn't holler down from the heavens and tell me, you got to send me through all of that. A lesson. Tell me you couldn't send an angel down and pull me up. Look here, Joe. Brother, I know you. Yeah, I know you do this and you do that. But right now, you're self-righteous. You're too much about yourself. You're doing all this, but you're getting a little glory out of it for yourself. You're a little happy about that. You couldn't do that, Abiyah. Here's to say though, that he got 10 times more than what he lost. 10 times more than what we lost. And I know that's hard to see when we in that funk. But you're going to get 10 times more. You're going to get salvation. I know it ain't easy when we in that. But it's so much more that we get. All right, we're going to read Genesis 1 and 2. Just the whole chapter of Bereshit 1. We gotta go back to the beginning. We're just gonna read it. I'm gonna try not to stop. We heard some of the things, but we just wanna go back to the beginning where it all started at, where this plan of salvation for mankind started at, back in the garden, and what he created it for. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and earth. And I won't stop, but John, I'm going to read Genesis 2. I'm only going to read 1 through 9. 1 through 9. And I'm going to read Genesis 5, 2 as well. And that's only going to be 3 and 4 for those who are taking notes. In the beginning, created the heavens and the earth. Earth came to be formless and empty. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim was moving on the face of the water. Let light came to be. Saw the light, that it was good, and Elohim separated the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there came to be, morning. One day. And Elohim said, let plants come to be in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. Elohim made the expanse and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse came to be. Excuse me. And Elohim called the expanse heaven, and there came to be evening, and there came to be morning, and the second day. And Elohim said, let the waters under the earth gather together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it came to be so. And Elohim called the dry land earth. The collection of the waters he called seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass, the plant that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is on the earth, and it came to be so. And the earth brought forth grass, the plant that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself, according to its kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. There came to be evening, and there came to be morning, the third day. And Elohim said, let light come to be in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and appointed times and for days and years, and let them be for light in the expanse of the heavens. Give light on the earth, and it came to be, to be so. I get so cross. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, the stars. Set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there came to be evening and there came to be morning, the fourth day. Elohim said, let the waters teem with pools of living beings, and let birds fly above the earth on the face of the expanse to heaven. Elohim created great sea creatures and every living being that moved with the waters team according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and increase, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth. There came to be evening, and there came to be morning, the fifth day. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth living beings according to its kind, livestock and creeping creatures, and beasts of the earth according to its kind, and it came to be so. And Elohim made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, livestock according to its kind, and all that creep. And Elohim saw that it was good. Elohim said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over the livestock, and all the earth, over all the creeping creatures that creep on the earth, on the ground. And Elohim created the man in his image, and in Elohim he created him. Male and female, he created them. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said to them, be fruitful and increase, fill it and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over all creeping creatures of the earth. I will stop here because a thought just came to mind. I know popular belief says that Adam had all that, but Kawa was there at the same time. So they both had rulership over the earth at that time. Now, unless I'm reading it wrong, but he said he created both of them. He created him. Then it says he created them, male and female. But Kawa wasn't out yet. Tell them right afterward that you have rulership over the earth. But it still was a hierarchy. Because at the end, we do know that he came in and said that, all right, both y'all have rulership, but woman, your desire is to your husband. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to every creeping creature on the earth, in which there is a living being, every green plant for its food, it came to be so. And Elohim saw all that he had made, and he see, was very good. And there came to be evening, and there came to be morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, all their array. Seventh day, Elohim completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work he had made. The seventh day, set it apart, because on it he rested from all his work which he had creating had made. Excuse me, my thoughts was all over the paper on that one. But I wanted to stop again what we talked about earlier. Yahweh blessed this day. Nothing man can do to change. He can have the Sabbath in his mind. Sunday through Friday will be the only space of time, this 24-hour period, that we know that will be holy and blessed and set apart beside the seven annual high holy day. Got to put that in there because there's always somebody that say, you know, on the seven annual holy day, they holy and blessed too. Yes, they are. Four. These are the births of the heavens, the earth, which they were created in the day that Yahweh Elohim made the earth and the heavens. Shrub of the fields was yet on the earth. No plant, but Yahweh Elohim have not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. A mist went up on the earth and watered the entire surface of the ground. And Yahweh Elohim formed the man out of the dust from the ground, breathed into his nostrils breath of life. The man became living being. And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden in Eden to the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Of the ground, Yahweh Elohim made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We want to stop there because we will go back. We will come back to this, not today, but on the course of the six-week journey, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But Yahweh said he made man in his image and in his likeness. But when we look out there in the world today, where is that image and its likeness? Where is what when he created Adam and Hawa, or Adam and Eve. Where is that? Praise, if we keep reading, we'll read about the fall. We'll read about the temptation of the snake and how Eve, the wife, have took and partaken of the tree of life, which he told him not to, of good and evil. And Adam took it. Well, things that have taken place in Adam and Hawa, they were no longer what Yahweh has made. So this is the result of what man, sin has done. This is what the result of what sin has done to man. We're no longer in the image. But now we are, as the scripture says, we are in the incubation period. We are in the wound of salvation, that spirit that when we take the dip, when we take the baptism, grows within us, and that's the man who will be created in Yahweh's image and his likeness. The man of Yahushua that lives within us, the spirit of Yahushua that lives within us. But when it grows to for maturity, not until he come back. Not until, as the scripture says, that we would change in the twinkling of an eye and we would put off these mortal bodies and put on immortal bodies. That's when we change into the true image and likeness. But right now, we are in the incubation period. So we're going to read that. If you go through your 3, you read down all the way down to 5, it'll give you more on. So we're in Genesis 3, starting at verse 3 and 4. I'm sorry, Pam. That's verse 5, 3, and 4. That's chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. And we just wanted to read where Adam brought forth. And Adam lived 130 years and brought forth a son, own likeness after his image, called his name Seth. Here, scripture says that brought forth, created Adam. All mankind is coming through Eve. I mean, through the seed of Adam, in Adam's image and his likeness. And after he brought forth Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years, and he brought forth sons and daughters. So many sons and daughters came from Adam. As we just read about, many sons and daughters. As a matter of fact, every human being on the face of the planet came from Adam and Hawa, and their image and their likeness. And that's where we wanted to start from, right there. And the thought he was giving me was that simple and complex. That is the human being. We are simple and we are complex all in one. So what I'm going to do is go to the Merriam Dictionary, and we're going to just read the definition of simple, and then we'll come back and read the definition of complex. And remember what we're talking about, though. Right? All knowledge comes from Yahweh. And where we started out, we're in the wilderness. This life is the wilderness. And I'm going to read certain definitions. And this here, this shamat here. And it's an adjective, simple, an adjective, free from guile, right? The first definition is free from guile, innocent. And A, free from vanity, modest, right? These are definitions of simple. Three, of humble origin or modest position. Think of where we come from, mankind. Lacking or and knowledge or expertise. Well, what we talk about, especially when the brothers move together, we talk about these life experiences. How are we going to gain knowledge or expertise or something? Through life experiences. 4C, not socially, cultural, sophisticated. Not culturally or cultural sophisticated, right? We have no culture. It's just definitions that we are listening to as we're going to go on this journey, understanding what human beings are, simple and complex. 5A, share a mix of secondary complications. I'll see what else. That's it with these different. If you want to continue to read the rest of those definitions, you can. But one of the main things is, I missed that one. Lacking knowledge or socially or culturally educated, humble origin or modest position, free from ostentation or display, free from vanity, modesty, going back up, free from guile. All this is mankind's humble beginning. That's what we were. We can go back to, now we're going to go to complex. Read that definition. This two is an adjective. As in complicated, the first one. And I like this one, right? I like how this gives us a thought that we as believers, a thought should pop in our minds. Having many parts or aspects that are usually, Katie, right? Having many parts or aspects are usually related. That's the complex of the human, right? Drop down to two. As in interactive, made or done with great care, much detail. Made or done with great care, with much detail. Again, how we started off, Yahweh created all things. Keep going down because there's several. And now it gets down to complex. It's from the noun point of view. As a facility, structure that is designed and built for a particular use, as in system, something made up of many interdependent or related. Again, I like that definition again for where we are headed. Something made up of many interdependent or related. What is Abba telling us, family? What is Abba telling us? We're going to get there. Now it gets down to complex, a verb, as into complicated, to make complex or difficult. And that's it on that definition, family. But as we read all that, things, because we're still on this journey, we're about over. We're still on this journey. Let's go to Yeshayahu or Isaiah for those who are taking notes. Isaiah 29:11. And the entire vision is to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which and give to one who knows books, saying, read this season. Oh, no, that's not it. Isaiah, I'm sorry, Pam. I got on glasses. It's Isaiah 29. For I know the plans. I like how this reads. I am planning for you, declares Yahweh, for peace, not of evil. Give you a future and expectancy. And read. Just follow the way we're going. Just look at your own life. Abba Yah is guiding, is directing, especially chosen. You are chosen. Abba Yah is guiding. He is planning. He is directing. Even when we make wrong decisions, like Adam and Kava, as the world would think, well, why he just ain't stopping? Because he need to know. They need to know the difference between good and evil and make a conscious decision which one they want. Can go back and do it again? He won't. Deal with them two. No, Abba Yah had a plan. He had a plan from the beginning. First made Adam and Eve. Had a plan. Thousands of years later, you was also in that plan. For I know the plans. I am planning for you. I love that part. I am planning for you, Yahweh, plans of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and an expectation. I mean, an expectancy. And it may not be feel peaceful now. Talk about that too, but not tonight. What is perfect peace? And it's in his word. What is perfect peace? But we hinder his perfect peace. When I say we, I'm talking about me, myself, and everybody else. We hinder that perfect peace. We hinder that peace that passes all understanding. We, this poor human being, who think we're so high and mighty, we think we're more than what we are. But Yahweh said we're so simple and we're complex at the same time. But it's all according to his plan. If we just follow it. And that's it for this, though, family. Next week we'll be reading in the book of Who Moved My Cheese. And it's funny because I started to read last night, but I got to one spot, and Abba didn't let me go no more. He said, no, you're going to start with that right there. And I'm going to read this one thing. So if you want, you, matter of fact, you probably go on YouTube and punch it in, but we will read this. I don't know how long it's going to take for us to go through this little book, but we're going to move on to Abba's will. And this one part of the book is on page 12, I believe. Here's the next page is 7, 13. This is on page 12. And this is, the heading of this is Parts of Us All. And this is where the title comes from, The Simple and the Complex. And he gives a brief overview of the whole book. Very good book, I think. Brother Yariel for introducing us to this book about 7 years ago. He read it and he wanted all of us to read it, but a great read. And it's a great discussion book. If we open and we honest about ourselves and we want to see who we are, let's talk about it. But he'll now, it will be open. I'm going to ask our rabbi to open up. And those who want to share can come on and share and talk. How it helps. Or where you see you at, which character you see you, see in you. 1, 2, 3, or all 4. The 4 imaginary characters and destroyed. People, him, are intended to represent the simple and the complex part of ourselves, regardless of our age, gender, race, or nationality. Sometimes we may act like Smith. This out change early. Rise into action. Who denies and resists change fears will lead to something worse. And that's where we won't go. This one with him is one that really stuck out. Who denies and resists change as he fears it will lead to something worse. And that's a lot of us. A lot of us is afraid to change because we think it's going to end up, we'll end up in the worst predicament that we're in already. We're afraid. We're afraid. I can't wait till we get into this. And I pray that those who are listening into it, that you open up and you talk. Or heart. Learn to adapt in time when he sees changing leads to something better. Whatever part of us choose to use, we all share something in common and need to find our way in the maze, succeed in changing time. And the maze we know again is the wilderness, is this life. Very good book. If you have time, read it for yourself. That way you'll be able to take notes and go through it. But tonight, that is the end of my blog talk, family. Close out with the prayer and the benediction. And we'll see y'all or hear y'all a little later on in the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses us for all with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, Abba Yah, for allowing us to dine with you, Abba Yah. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you for your wisdom, Father. Thank you for your guidance, Father. I thank you for watering, planting, and giving the increase, Abba Yah. Abba Yah, may this, what you have given to us tonight, hit fertile ground, Father, and start growing within our souls and within our minds, Abba Yah, so we can be better use for you, Abba Yah. So we can see ourselves, Father, and where you are trying to bring us, Father. What you are trying to prune away from us and what we are trying to hold on to, Father. What we are afraid of moving from, Father. Father, y'all take our fears and cast them into the sea of forgiveness, Father. Take our doubts and cast them away from us, Father. Strengthen our inner being, Father. Strengthen that sword that's within us, Father. Strengthen us, Father, so we can stand in that day of temptation, Father. Father, y'all ask and pray once again for all those who are ailing in any type of way, Abba Yah. You know who they are. Bless them, heal them, strengthen them. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
But through it all, I remember. Heal me, heal me, heal me. All I can say is thank you. Thanks. All I can say is thank you. All I can say is thank you.